Hello, this is the Midday News on English Waves Radio and I'm Nia Kaysen. The end of any reimbursement for COVID-19 screening tests has been called a disguised vaccination obligation. In a press release published this morning, the Defender of Rights, Claire Hedon, denounced the measure. She says she is particularly worried of this measure, which clearly presents a discriminatory risk to disadvantaged or isolated people. All personnel of the Martinique University Hospital will be able to enter their service with or without a health pass. Tolerance has indeed been decided for the sake of appeasement, indicates the Ministry of Overseas to colleagues in Paris. At the Martinique University Hospital, more than one in two caregivers is not vaccinated, which is the case for 130,000 health professionals nationwide. Also in the news, the sex tape blackmail case. Real Madrid striker Karim Benzema faces the Versailles Criminal Court from today with four other defendants. He is accused of complicity of attempted blackmail against his ex-teammate Mathieu Valbuena. Benzema will not be attending the hearing. Parisian VTC drivers are angry at the new speed limit of 30 kilometers per hour. These voitures de tourisme avec chauffeur drivers plan to meet today in the heart of the capital to denounce this measure, which, according to them, is losing them money. Unlike taxis, VTC drivers are not remunerated according to the duration of the journey, but the mileage traveled. Abroad, the biggest attack in the Syrian capital since 2017. At least 13 people have been killed in a bomb attack on a military bus in Damascus. Two explosive devices targeted the bus as it crossed a bridge. No one has yet claimed responsibility for the attack. And finally, Marine Le Pen, Eric Zemmour and Xavier Bertrand are neck and neck to reach the second round of the presidential election. According to a new poll published this morning, Emmanuel Macron is at 24-27%, ahead of Marine Le Pen at 17-18%. Eric Zemmour has between 16-17% of the votes, while Xavier Bertrand is at 15%. You've been listening to the Midday News and I'm Nia Kaysen for English Waves.